bless you this morning, saints. Welcome you in the name of the Lord. I was just thinking, what a beautiful atmosphere to walk into when you just come into the presence here and you feel that presence when everybody's just waiting upon the Lord, just quietly. And then there's an expectation to meet the Lord. You know, it's nice to see each one, but when you'll come and your soul desires to hear from Him, He's there to meet you, isn't He? Every time, without fail. Let's just bow our heads in prayer at this time. Welcome our Lord Jesus here. Precious Lord Jesus, Lord, we just come before you, Lord, this morning, Lord, and welcome you, Lord. We just, Lord, with open hearts, Lord, and open minds, Lord, we just welcome you this morning, Lord, and pray that you would come, Lord, and speak to each heart, Lord, by that still small voice, Lord. We love the singing, Lord. We love your word, Lord Jesus. We love you, Lord. We just want to, Lord, pour out our hearts before you this morning, Lord, that you might come, Lord, and give us what we have need of, Lord. Revive our hearts, Lord Jesus, this morning, that we might walk closely with you, Lord, with sincere hearts, Lord, and full of love and mercy this morning, Lord. And we just pray, Lord, a blessing upon each one here, Lord, upon the singing, upon the preaching of the word, Lord, which is yours alone, Lord. And we just give you all the praise and all the glory this morning. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Amen. Should we just stand and sing at this time? Number 302, Come and Dine.
Jesus has a table spread where the saints of God are fed. He invites his chosen people, come and dine.
Occurred to me, you only get what you expect. So if you come this morning and expecting from Him, then He's got something for you. And then let's sing number 49. Everyone ought to know.
Everybody ought to know.
go up on that last chorus, on the last verse? It's the truth in your heart, isn't it? Was there going to be any items this morning? Just so I... Any raised hands at all? One from Sister Pauline? That's all right. Well, we'll sing number 174. Praise Him, praise Him. Amen.
Praise Him, praise Him, praise Him in the morning, praise Him in the daytime, praise Him, praise Him, praise Him when the sun goes down. Love Him, love Him, love Him in the morning, love Him in the daytime.
Their burdens will roll away if you let them. If you let Him take them, He'll make them roll away. We'll sing one more and then I'll ask Pauline to bring an item. Number 397, When Jacob Met the Lord.
When Jacob met the Lord upon that lonely night and wrestled there alone until the morning light, he won a princely fight. I'm going to
time. Thank you, Sister Pauline. There was no other items that had popped up in that time at all? No. Thank you, Pauline. Truth of it, and you only know it by experience. Someone can tell you about it, but you won't know it until you experience it for yourself. I'm just going to ask Brother Lee to bring the prayer request at this time, if you wouldn't mind coming now, Brother Lee. Just people might have a request, and it goes right over the top of my head. I'm sorry.
morning, brethren. Good morning, brethren.
Good morning, brother.
Ah, thank you. You know, just thinking along these lines that when we're singing the song, that Never Alone, when Howard was praying it before, is that when we walk with somebody that we love, we talk to them. We have communication. And I'm thinking, yeah, that's it with our Lord as well. Whatever we do, and in my case, whatever I do, whatever I think, whatever I want to do, what I'm upset about, share it with the Lord that's right beside you. Everything. Let him be involved in your life no matter what. Because he's got a promise for us and he's coming again. And one day, not too far away, I believe, we'll go be with him. Shall we pray? Lord Jesus, we do love you. Only each of us know in our heart how deep that is. Is it a head knowledge, we ask, Lord? Or is it a heartfelt fact that you loved us? You died on the cross of Calvary. I know you did it for me and my family. And I know that you did it for the people in the auditorium and all those on the internet. Those that are listening in, the not forgotten, doesn't matter how many thousands of miles they may be away, doesn't matter what color, what distance they are, God hears. And we are blessed, Lord, that even at times when we have something on our mind and we're not sure what we should say to you, you already know it. You already have the answer on the way. You're very, very real, Lord Jesus, and we all need, me especially, needs to walk closer to you. To feel your presence, to know that you're part of my life. Not just some apparition that I know about, but one that walks with me. Lord, we just pray for everybody that's in need of prayer at this time. It doesn't matter where they are, not only in the auditorium, but wherever they are. In Zimbabwe and places like that, India, there in Singapore, Malaysia, oh, many countries, Lord, America, England, Ireland. You know them all, Lord Jesus, every one. And we are a part of the family of God, and we feel your presence, Lord, and we welcome you with a truth in our heart that it's true, that you loved us in the first place. Hence you caused us or made us or showed us, Lord, that we need to love a Savior. And there was only one that would do it. Only one that could do it. Jesus Christ, our Lord. We love you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for undertaking for all the prayer requests. Those people that have something passing through their mind right now. Oh, I must pray about this or that. Let it be a fact, Lord, when they see the result. It may not be tomorrow or the next week, but it could be instantly because you're a miracle-working God. Thank you for undertaking for us, Lord, and just be with us and all those that are having services on the middle of the road gospel this very day. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Heavenly. We'll just sing number 309. This world is not my home.
This world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. My own.
Praise the Lord. If you don't feel at home here, it's a good thing.
Amen.
It means you're from above. Let's sing number 171 and then I'll ask Brother Howard to come. Happy because I love Jesus. It was two people. Praise the Lord and myself. Three.
I'm happy because I love Jesus. I'm happy because He is I love Him because He first loved me, and He died on the cross for my sin.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Brother Howard. You may be seated at this time.
Praise the Lord. It's good to be in the house of God. And we're just so happy that we can come together in the name of the Lord and see everybody here. God bless you, Brother Harold. Good to see you, my brother, and your wife. Praise the Lord. And sisters, all sorts of people. You know, I just wanted to share this. I thought Brother Lee might have shared it, but that's all right. You can't remember everything when you get older. We just found out that the services are being videoed. They go on the internet every week. And we had requests from Africa and other places too that if we had put the services on to audio, because there's some people that are getting too technical. They can't afford to have the video, but they can have the audio because they use less what they call data. Using an audio is a lot smaller file. And so the pastor over there in Zambia, in Africa, has arranged and it's already started to broadcast our services in Zambia. And the results have been absolutely marvellous. And he said to me that it just came out so wonderful. Oh my, he says, even the staff at the radio station were really impressed. So we just thank God. It could be reaching thousands in Africa, and they know all each other, and it could spread. You know, we just have one desire, is to get this gospel out in purity to God's people wherever they are. Don't you think that's wonderful? You know, the internet is a curse too. It's been used of the devil, but it's also been used of God. And a lot of sermons have been going out everywhere, and we just thank God that he is using this medium, because it's really wonderful to be able to get the gospel out. We just thank God for that. You're so glad the Lord can do this. It's really wonderful. So nice to have you all here. Some people I'm not sure I've seen before, but God bless you anyway. Some we do know, but we just pray it'll be a blessing to us. So I just wonder if we could just stand for the reading of God's word. Maybe we'll just pray first, shall we? Just pray. Lord Jesus, we come to thee, our loving Savior and Lord, the one that died for us at Calvary, gave his blood, shed his blood for us. We're just so glad, Lord, to be a part of the family of God. And Lord, I just ask in Jesus' name that you would bless your word to our hearts. You said when you were here on earth, the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. So Lord, as we open thy word, may you speak from thy word to our hearts. We thank you, Lord, for the privilege of being here. We ask for every blessing upon every brother and sister that will be joining with us around the world, including Zambia, those on the radio listening. May you bless them, Lord, we ask in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. So I wonder if we could stand for the reading of God's word now. It's found in 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 8. 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 8. And it fell on a day. I like the way the scriptures put that. They often use that term. It fell on a certain day. It came to pass. It fell on a day that Elisha passed to Shunem, where was a great woman, and she constrained him to eat bread. He must have invited him in for a coffee, you know, a few scones. And so it was that as oft as he passed by, he turned in thither to eat bread. And she said unto her husband, "Behold now, I perceive that this is a holy man of God, which passed by us continually. Let us make a little chamber, or we could say a little room, I pray thee, on the wall of their house." You've obviously seen pictures of it. They built a little room on the outside wall, little stairs going up to it. Let's make, and let us set for him there a bed, and a table, and a stool, and a candlestick. And it shall be, when he cometh to us, that he shall turn in thither. And it fell on a day that he came thither, and he turned into the chamber, or the little room on the wall, and lay there. And he said unto Gehazi, his servant, "Call this Shunammite." And when he had called her, she stood before him. I just want you to notice something I picked up in these readings, the respect. She didn't sit down and say, hi, man of God, what is it you want? She stood. You just watch. I love respect, godly respect. Praise God. And say now unto her. And he said unto him, "Say now unto her." Now this is another thing. They didn't sort of communicate face to face. He was a mighty man of God, and he actually spoke through his servant to the woman. It's just so different today. I'm not saying you have to do that. All I'm saying is I picked up something here. And say now unto her, behold, thou hast been careful for us with all this care. What is to be done for thee? Wouldest thou be spoken for to the king? Because Elisha had a lot of respect and to the king, and he was looked upon as a man of God, a prophet of God, actually. Or wouldest thou, or to the captain of the host? He was also a very high-ranking official. And she answered, I dwell among mine own people. Isn't that beautiful? She just loved her people. Her whānau, as we say. She just loved them all. And she just didn't want to go to the king and to the chief captain. No. She's happy just in her own abode. And he said, what then is to be done for her? Speaking to Gehazi. And Gehazi answered, verily, she hath no child, and her husband is old. And he said, call her. And when he had called her, she stood in the door. She didn't just walk in. She stood in respect in the doorway. And he said, about this season, according to the time of life, thou shalt embrace a son. And she said, nay, my Lord, thou man of God, do not lie unto thine handmaid. She was really shocked that he said that. And the woman conceived and bare a son at the season that Elisha had said to her, according to the time of life. May God bless the reading of his precious word. You may be seated. I actually have another scripture I'd like to read. Just one verse, found in 2 Samuel 7, verse 5. It says, go tell my servant David, thus saith the Lord, thou shalt build me a house. Shalt thou build me an house for me to dwell in? Question. So the Lord said that to David, I want you to build me a house. And I've just entitled this thought this morning, A Dedicated Room for God. The woman back in Israel built a little room on the side of her house for God, for the servant of God. Here the Lord is saying to David, I want you to build a house for me. So we're speaking today about a dedicated house for God. And the amazing thing is, God needs a house on earth. As you say, God needs a house? Yes. He needs a house. He's always needed a house. And so we see here that these people saw this, and God's prophet Elisha needed a room too. He came out of the desert probably pretty tired, walking through the rocks and the hills and all. And, you know, he had this little room. And the thing is, God still needs a room today. I just want to parallel this with our lives. I pray that God will speak to you. And God's looking for a room. God's always seeking a room on earth. He needs a room. Brother and sister, God needs a room. We'll see more about this as we continue. As a babe, when he was a babe in Bethlehem, not even born, he was needing a room. But alas, there was no room in the inn. Turned aside with no room. Now this room we're speaking of has to be dedicated. God cannot just use any room. Brother and sister, he wants a dedicated room. We'll see how important this is as we continue. Many rooms are used for everything else. Anything God wants to use must be dedicated. That's really important. We don't just come to church and sit down and, oh, we're in church now. We've got a couple of hours and we're out of here. No. God wants dedicated rooms. And in the early temple, we read in the Bible that every vessel in the temple that was used, the table, those candlesticks and everything like you see here, they were all dedicated for God's room. It's just so important that God has a dedicated room and vessels in the room. So nothing has changed. The temple today requires the same. You know, when God, the Lord came down in Jerusalem there, He had to purge the temple. God had to purge the temple from being a flea market. It was a rabble. Who wants these pigeons? I got some cheap lambs here for sale. And it was just, they're trading and everything in the house of God. It displeased the Lord. It vexed Him, the Bible says. It says in Luke 19:46, saying unto them, it is written, my house is a house of prayer, but you have made it a den of thieves. God's not pleased at His house being a den of thieves. But let's go back to the Shunammite woman for a moment. I love this part here. The Bible calls her a great woman. Now, when God calls somebody great, do you know what? They are great. We can say we're great. Or we can say somebody else is great. They may be or may not be. But when God says they're great, they are great. And God, looking down to the Shunammite, He said she is a great woman and wrote it in the Word. This is a wonderful lady. Praise be to God. She perceived that Elisha was a holy man of God. You know, brothers and sisters, it's so important that we have discernment. We should know when we see God moving through a life in a person. May not be a man, may be a woman. But we perceive, we understand that God is with this lady. And this is vital, my brothers and sisters. I cannot show it to you. You cannot show it to me. Only God can show you Himself revealed in people. How we must be careful and be much more sensitive to God. Now this woman, talking to her husband, she was led to build a room on the side of their house for Elisha the prophet. She was doing it unto God. She wasn't doing it to be seen. She wasn't doing it to have a room she could use to put her groceries in there or whatever. She did this unto the Lord by doing it unto the man of God. Now look at the connection Jesus gives. Now these things are so important. You know, brother and sister, if we recognize God in one another, we will see the blessings of God here. Look, you know, it's nothing to do with, oh, he's special or he's good. You either see it or you do not see it. And when God shows you God in a person or a brother or a sister, you recognize that is God there. And you respect them. And Jesus made this connection in Matthew 10:40. He that receiveth you, talking to His disciples, he that receiveth you receiveth me. Wow. By you receiving a disciple of the Lord, you're actually receiving the Lord. And he that receiveth me receiveth him that sent me. And that was the Lord God. So this was a great woman. She wanted to dedicate a room for God. She had a real burden. It just kept on quickening in her heart. There's something about this man. There's something humble and pure. I just like to help him in some way. They must have had a few bob, I would say. I wouldn't say wealthy, but I think they had something to spare to spend on the servant of God. And she wanted this room dedicated for God. This was God's room. God wants a room. He's looking for a room this morning. And in the room, there was just a bed. I love this part. A bed, a table, a stool, and a candlestick. There was no TV. It was just simple. Dedicated for the needs of the man of God. This room was a dedication for God. You know, brother and sister, we all need to be dedicated for Jesus. Do you have a dedicated room for Jesus? I have a dedicated room. I built it. Not saying what I did, but I built this little room for the Lord. And I use it every day. I get a 5:30 in the morning. I just want to be in this little room. Now, it doesn't have to be a room built. It could be your bedroom. It could be wherever, in a spare room. But at least it's a little place that you have laid aside for God. It's where He comes and meets with you. We're talking about a dedicated room for God. I want to ask you a simple question. If Jesus visits your room, what does He find there? Don't go quiet, but think about it. This room is in our house too. It can be in our house too. Not the wooden house down our street, but our house is the body we live in. That's thus saith the Lord. That's not my opinion. This is what God said. Let's read it. Let's turn it to 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you? So that's a lie. A temple is a room which ye have of God. And you are not your own. Wow. But so I want to have this going that way, and I want this to happen, and I want, and I. God says, you are not your own. For ye are bought with a price. He paid dearly for you. He owns you now. Therefore, glorify God in your body, your temple. And in your spirit, which are God's. My, what a responsibility we have. If you're God's house, then you're going to be dedicated for the cause. Because there's other people looking on at this house. Is it for God? Is it for you? God cannot live in an unclean house or a temple. As we found out, Jesus, He cast out the exchanges of money in the temple. He tipped over their tables. He was not pleased to see His house of prayer become a den of thieves. And brothers and sisters, your body has been given to you by God. You are not your own. The Bible clearly states it. Belongs to the Lord. And what are you doing with it? This woman never used the room for anything else. It was dedicated to the man of God, Elisha. No. It was dedicated solely for the servant of God. She didn't think, oh, well, maybe I could have a woman's, not necessarily a woman's, but yeah, you think, a special little party, a wedding thing or engagement. No. That room was set aside for the servant of God. And God saw it. And God called her a great woman. This impressed the Lord, that she would have a dedicated house for the prophet of God. I just think it's really wonderful. The Holy Spirit requires a holy house. If you want the Holy Ghost to come into you, you've got to have a clean house. You need to have it clean and set aside for the Master's use. Now, you can't do that of yourself, though, can you? It takes God to do that. It takes the power of the blood of Jesus Christ to clean you up. And when you're clean, you've been baptized in His name, as the Bible says, then He said, you shall be filled with the Holy Ghost. Who believes that? I believe it. You believe it in Zambia? Amen. We just reached 3,000 people just then. But it's really wonderful that we can speak the Word of God because it's the truth. We read it. So it's more than just a building. You know, the same thing in this little house. This house, we call it a house. It's a church, but it's a building with blocks on it. Windows. This has been dedicated for the house of God. This is not to be used for anything else. There's not to be people running around in here, children, and this is God's house. We sanctified and dedicated for God. There should not be not talking in the house of God, unnecessary talk. Sometimes people come in, you don't come in here like a flea market and start chattering to everybody. This is the house of God. And we want it to continue to be that way. Dedicated for His use. But it's more than a building. God wants a room in you. One day this building will fall down. Time goes on. You're gone and pass away, as the Bible says. But we want to take Him in our hearts, that when we go, He goes with us. So we think about this. God wants a room in you. He wants to feel comfortable where He can dwell. God wants dedicated people where He can feel comfortable to be in. A room not filled with the world. A room not filled with the things of the world. This is His room. The Bible says this is His room. Your body belongs to God, not to you. Hey, am I right? Who remembers the scripture we just read? It's given to you. Here it is here. Thank you, Nancy. Verse 19, your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and you are not your own. Is that clear? Couldn't get much clearer than that. For you are bought with a price, therefore glorify God in your body. Don't glorify the world. Glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. I'm glad I belong to Him, Brother Lee. He's my God, my Lord, and my God. And I want to serve Him. Who wants Him to be Lord of your life? Lord means ownership. He owns you. He paid for you. He paid a big price for you too. A big price when Jesus died at Calvary. Not only at Calvary, went in before the soldiers. They stripped him off and they whipped him. The cat of nine tails. Ripped his back open until the Bible says in Psalms, my bones stare at me. They could see the bones as well. He did that for you. That was his purchasing price. He died in your stead. Because we're all sinners. And he took all our sin upon him. And he became a sacrifice for our sins. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him, if you believe in the Lord, you shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Hallelujah. Let's say praise the Lord. If you believe God's word, you can rejoice and thank him. It's really wonderful. I believe his word. Absolutely. So it's not our room, it's his room. It's a dedicated room for God. Dedicated only for him. The Bible says in 1 John 2:15, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of God is not in him. If you're loving the things of this world, the love of God's not in you. They cannot be there at the same time. To be chasing after worldly things and chasing after God, not possible. For all that is of the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. Just digressing a little bit. If Jesus pays a visit in your natural house, is he comfortable to come to your natural house? Because the natural house should reflect what's in this house. You can't say one thing in here and be different on the outside. If he pays a visit, if he browses on your bookshelf, or he browses on your video rack, does he feel comfortable? Are you feeling comfortable if Jesus would come into your house this afternoon and have free course to look around your house? Would Jesus feel comfortable? Would you feel comfortable? That's a question you're going to have to ask. It's nothing to do with me. I've got to check my own house. The Holy Spirit cannot dwell in an undedicated room. So it's got to be dedicated to the Lord. This great woman's room for Elisha was simple for God's servant. It was not all cluttered up, just a bed. I love the simplicity of God. Just a bed, table, a stool, and a candlestick. The bare bones, as we would say, but it was sufficient. Have you any room for Jesus? Or is your room filled up? Brother and sister, you fill with something else. You fill with this, you fill with that. Got no room for Jesus. He can't get in like when he started out on earth. He wanted a room to be born in, and they couldn't find a room in the inn. There was no room in the inn for him. Everything was taken up. Is everything taken up in our lives, or we are saying, Lord, come into me and take over. This is your house. You see, brother and sister, your room, your inner room can also be cluttered up and no room in the inn. Is your room for Jesus truly dedicated? Because he wants a dedicated house. That's why he has to put the Holy Spirit into you. The Holy Spirit is not just feeling good. The Holy Spirit brings a holy life. A holy God comes into you, you live differently. You kick out the things of the world because you have a Holy Spirit in you. It's not you saying, oh, I'm going to live better now. You can't do that. You'll fall the next day. You need a Holy Spirit to be dwelling in you. That's the problem today. People go to church. I go to church every Sunday. That's very nice. That's not what I'm talking about. You need a Holy Spirit to come into you, into your house. That this God prophet, Jesus, could come in and rest a while. Like Elijah, every time he came up there, there was a little room dedicated. I'm sure she had that so nice. Had some flowers in there on that table. Just so beautiful to receive the man of God. Now, I just want to say this. There are mighty benefits having a dedicated room for God. Mighty benefits. The story goes that this son whom God had given her all of a sudden died of sunstroke. God gave her the boy, the baby. And down the road a bit here, it's a young man. The Bible calls him a lad. It says that he held his head and said, my father, my father. And the servants took him back home and he died in his mother's arms that night. And you say, how can this be? But she delayed not. She took him straight to the room. She went straight upstairs to Elisha's room and put him on his bed. This room was an identification of what God had done for her. Not cluttered, but simple and dedicated. When the trials come, brother and sister, and they surely will, when the trials come, we need to have a dedicated room. We really do. When the pressure's on, we need a dedicated room. We should be familiar, a familiar room that God regularly visits. The room is for God and for you together. And when trouble is coming, we need to know this. We have to know where the shelter is, a haven, strong tower, and a room. You know when you go into that room that's been dedicated to God, it may be in your heart. We've just got using different things, paralleling. Maybe a room at your house. Maybe in the bush. Doesn't matter where it is. But you've given it for God. The time when you meet the Lord face to face. You need this room, brother and sister, when the troubles come. You think we've had troubles in recent times. It hasn't been too good for a lot of people around the world. But the trouble is the world don't have God, many of them. They don't know what to do. They just don't know where to turn because they don't have God. And New Zealand needs God.
Amen.
We've gone without him and wonder why we have problems. I believe he's been gracious to us, to be honest. And I just love the authorities to actually say, thank God for keeping us. Has anyone ever heard them say that? I'd love to hear it. We've got a recording somewhere. To thank God for keeping New Zealand, because if he takes his hand off us, we are history. So we just pray that he'll help us, give us the shelter that we need. The Bible says in Isaiah 59, verse 19, so shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, The Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. That's why you need the Holy Ghost. You know, brother and sister, when you've got him in there and in the room, you don't have to fear. He'll keep you. Hallelujah. You believe that, brother Matthew? His brother down here is brother Matthew. His brother Tapu. But his name is Matthew too. But he's a child of God. And he believes the Lord. Doesn't matter what name we put on ourselves. We already have a name given to us in heaven. Thank you, Lord. So when the enemy comes in, and you don't know when he's going to come in, he comes in strange ways to trip you up. But you turn to the Lord and say, Lord, you turn to the Lord in you. And say, Lord, there's somebody out here causing problems. It's the enemy of the Lord, the enemy against the Lord, trying to bring trouble in your life. Turn it over to Jesus, to the God in your house, and say, Lord, there's somebody outside causing problems. I give him to you. Hallelujah. He will take care of it. God is able. There's nothing impossible for the Lord. I am the Lord. And he watches over us. It's God working in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Then we see this woman, after she put the boy in the room, the dedicated room, gave it to God, said, Lord, I don't know what to do, but I'm just going to give it to you. You see, brother and sister, when you're dedicated, you just give it to God. You don't try and work it all out. You can't work out how God's going to fix your life up. You see all the problems coming. Just give it to God. Cast all your care upon him, for he careth for you. You do the casting. Say, Lord, I'm giving this to you because I don't know what to do. But I'm casting all my cares, all my anxieties upon you. Aren't you glad we have a Lord? And she did this. She cast it upon the Lord. The best thing, the closest contact, she had that little room up there dedicated to God. She stuck the boy on the bed. He's dead. Now watch this. She got on her donkey with a servant and she drove furiously. She said, keep going, boy, and don't stop this donkey. Just keep going until we meet Elisha. And they sent out a message to her. Here she comes, the Shunammite woman. Elisha didn't know what was wrong. God doesn't show prophets everything, only what he wants to. So he wasn't aware of what the problem was. And the message went out and said, is all well with thee? Is all well with the lad? And she said, all is well. You know, brother and sister, it doesn't matter what happens in your life, if you've given it to God, all is well. God knows how to fix you up. Right on time. His power is just so wonderful. I believe in a supernatural God. Who believes in a supernatural God? He can change things like that. She said, all is well. There's a song on that, all is well. All is well. All is well. Can't sing anymore, don't know. But it's beautiful. I just thank God for it. She said, all is well. Absolutely incredible. She had a room to go to, a shelter, a haven of rest. And even in death, that inner room will hold you. For as God Almighty. We know the story when the prophet came back to the house. He laid on that boy and he was raised to life again. When God puts his hand on you, he can change everything for you. Change your children. Change your family, change your financial situations, sicknesses, whatever you need. Cast your all on him and say, all is well. In closing, I want to say this. Do you have a dedicated room? This is something you have to answer. I cannot answer it for you. Is there a quiet place of rest near to the heart of God? A place where sin cannot molest. Near to the heart of God. Not near to the church. That's wonderful. We appreciate that. But you've got to be in contact with the Lord. In your room. Get alone with God in your room. A dedicated room like that great woman in Israel. You can make your dedicated room for God today. I advise you to really ask God to help you with this. You would not be a stranger there, no. An uncluttered room you visit every day. See, people wait until something goes wrong. They go, oh, God, help me, God, help me. And God says, who are you? You don't even talk to him during the week. You don't spend time with him in your room. And you expect him to have a relationship with God. You've got to have a relationship with the Lord that when you speak to him, you're on familiar terms. You know the Lord and you can communicate with him because he loves you. He loves you anyway, by the way. Even if you've backslidden, even if you've failed, God still loves you. And if you turn to him and say, Lord, I do want this dedicated room for my life and my family. We want to give it to you, Lord. Have it an uncluttered room. When you might mean uncluttered, when you go into the room and you start praying to God, don't be filled with a whole lot of junk in your mind. I've got to do this, I've got to do that, I've got to buy this, I've got to do... That's junk. That's clutter. You need to be dedicated to the Lord in the sense of waiting on the Lord. Praising him and thanking him and giving him glory for saving your soul. To have your heart a dedicated room for God. And especially while we are able and have the opportunity to do it. Brother and sister, I'm going to close now. But you know what? You can have everything set up just so perfectly. Everything looks good. But you've got to have a relationship with Jesus Christ. In the good times and in the bad times. The bad times and the good times don't change your relationship with God. You are in his room and that's where you communicate. It's a dedicated room. I remember one time we had a convention out at the showgrounds way back many years ago. Were you here, June, in those days? Okay. That puts me at about 19. And I was playing the organ in those days, little keyboard thing. And Perry Green from the United States of America came here. He preached some wonderful sermons, very wonderful sermons. Sermons for men, sermons for women. God was present amongst us. We had a good crowd. We had probably 300 or 400 people. And out the back on the stage, behind the curtains, there was a little room. Now, I wasn't even aware of it. That's the truth. But at the end of the service, I just sort of take a shortcut, and I went through the back of the stage and pulled back the curtains and walked straight in. And there was the man of God. Because I respect Perry Green as a man of God. He's gone to be with the Lord now. And he was lying on the bed, and I stopped in my tracks. I said, Brother Green, I'm so sorry. God knows I meant it. I'm sorry I barged in on you. He said, Brother Howard, don't you worry about that. But I just respected the man of God in the room, like that woman. She stood in the doorway with the prophet. She didn't come charging in. Respect to God's servant. So that was an amazing thing. I've got my little room, as I said to you in the morning. I've got to get out there. I've got to wait on the Lord. I just want to. I'm getting a greater desire every day to do that. And I've got to get out there, and I normally try and get up at 5:30 in the morning. And I look at my little watch thing, and I press a button, up it comes and says, might it be 5 minutes to go? And something comes to me, get up. The Lord is waiting for you. If you make an appointment with God, you've got to keep your appointments in your room. You want to keep the appointment because He's standing there waiting for you. You said you'd wait on Him and meet with Him. And I don't want to disappoint Him. Who loves the Lord Jesus? We just want to please Him and do that which is pleasing to God. So we need to have a dedicated room and a dedicated heart to go in that room. I love Him. Especially while we're able to. If we feel able to go into that room, we should go into that room. Don't waste time doing other things. Saints, I'm not preaching at you, I'm preaching at myself. You can't do it. It doesn't work. It's an uncluttered room. It's just a table and a chair and a candlestick. You're going in there to seek the Lord. It's a dedicated place for you and God together. And He'll tell you something, reveal things to you, and help you. The Bible says, we seek the Lord with all our heart, we shall find Him. The trouble is we go in there and say, oh Lord, I just want this, I need this, and I need that. You see, God says to you, you said that yesterday. You just repeat the same old prayer. God says, oh, not again. Not again. Brother and sister, we've got to go in there with an honest heart. Say, Lord, this is the truth. This is, lay the facts on the table. This is the truth, Lord. I need to be dedicated. He loves the Lord. Shall we just stand for prayer? Every head bowed, every heart to God sees your room. He knows what's in the room, or is there some other cluttered stuff there right now? Are you thinking about what you're going to do this afternoon? Or is it an uncluttered room in your heart saying, Lord, whatsoever you want to do unto me, you do it, Lord. Whatever it takes to be more like you, that's what I'm wanting to be. I pray, Lord Jesus, you'll bless every brother and sister here and those joining with us around the world, that they'll have a dedicated room there in Africa, America, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, wherever it is. Lord, may they open their hearts now and say, Lord, I want to dedicate this room to you. Oh, it's a special room. It's a room where God feels comfortable to be to a dedicated heart that loves Him. It's something you have to make your choice. The church can't do it for you. The preachers can't do it for you. You've got to make that choice like that woman in Israel. She made a choice to dedicate a room. God wants us to dedicate a room for Him. I want to do it so badly. Lord, take all of me. Not some of me. God wants all of you. For He's coming soon, and we need to be ready. Hallelujah. Let's sing this song.
Take my life and let it be.
out, just feel free to come down to this altar where God is. He's there too, but he's here as well. Just feel free to come. We'll pray for you. God will bless you. And maybe you want to dedicate a room today. You've never really done it. You've gone to church, you've done this, you've done that, but have you dedicated a room? This is only for him and you together. He wants to bless us, brother and sister. He's coming for a bride, to rapture a bride into glory soon, for people who are truly dedicated and given over to him. Take my silver and my gold, God of mine, will I withhold? Take my pleasure and use every power and power.
Sing it all again. number 203 is Jesus is the sweetest name I know, and he's just the same as his lovely name. I know. I trust it's the same for you. Do you realize there was nobody, but nobody, but nobody that could have died on the cross of Calvary for you? It had to be a sinless Son of God. Anyone else that could be a very kind person, high-ranking, valuable person, lovely person, wouldn't be enough. It had to be God Himself in His Son Jesus Christ that died in our place. Just consider that as I just close in prayer at this time, and you're all welcome to the luncheon we have. And also, there's a meeting at 1 this afternoon. You're very welcome. I ask you to join us if you wish. Then we'll finish after that. Shine on me, Lord. Shine on me. Lord Jesus, we're very grateful that you called us. We didn't choose you, Lord. You chose us. But what you did do is you made us aware that we needed a Savior. And it was only Jesus Christ that is that Savior. Any other good person's not good enough, because I've sinned at some stage, born in sin. Had to be you, and you did it because you loved us. Lord, we just thank you for the fellowship that we have. We thank you that we know a number of the people of the family of God, and there's many thousands out there maybe listening right now that's part of the same family. We will meet one day. We'll know their names, God-given names. We look forward to that time. Thank you, Lord, for blessing the luncheon we're about to have. And thank you, Lord, for the service this afternoon. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Shine on me, Lord, shine on me, and you may go as you feel free. Shine.